Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your strength. This is the first and great commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." Somebody had gone to Jesus and said, "Which commandment is the most important?" "All of them. But how about these two? Love God, love your neighbor. Those are the most important. On these two commands hang all of the other laws. Everything else hangs on these two laws." All right, so how do I be the lover? What now? What do I do? Okay, fine. What do we do? Well, we look at Ephesians chapter 5. "Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify her and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, that he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or anything, but that she should be holy without blemish. So husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself, for no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it just as the Lord does the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bone. For this reason, man shall leave his father and mother, be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let each one of you in particular so love his own wife as himself." Okay, we've heard this before, and usually it's in the context of wives needing to obey their husbands. But notice in this whole passage here, these 8 verses, never says anything about what wives ought to do. This is what husbands ought to do, what men ought to do to their wives. They ought to treat their wives like God treated the church, dying for it, sanctifying and cleansing her with the washing of water by the word. Men, you want to love your wife? Speak the word of God over them. Speak to them the word of God. Pray over them. Not even necessarily preach to them. Speak scripture over them. Wash them by the water of the word. Presenting her as a glorious church, as a glorious bride. Speak blessings over your wife. Speak prosperity over your wife. Whatever she's anxious about, speak peace to her. Wash her by the water of the word. Most of your wives will say that when they've had a rough day, a hot bath will do them a world of good. A spiritual bath would do likewise. No one ever hated his own flesh, but he nourishes it and cherishes it. That's how we ought to be behaving towards our wives. That's what we ought to be doing. This is how we relate God and his church. We look back at Hosea and Gomer. We see that God, regardless of Gomer's adultery, regardless of her prostitution, Hosea kept going back to her. He kept loving her. He kept forgiving her. This is a parallel. It is an analogy, a metaphor, an allegory for the way that God loves us. And likewise, the way that God loves us is the way that we need to love our wives. Next slide. Okay, so we've all heard this one before, right? How many of you had this read at your wedding? Anybody? Really? Only a couple? Wow, okay. It was read at my wedding. 1 Corinthians 13, 1 through 8. "Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. Love is not puffed up. Love does not behave rudely. Love does not seek its own. Love is not provoked. Love thinks no evil. Love does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Love bears all things. Love believes all things. Love hopes all things. And love endures all things. And love never fails." Okay, so this is a great passage. It's wonderful reading at weddings, but what do we do about it? This is not instructional, it's declarational. It says, love does this. It doesn't say what I'm supposed to do about it. Well, of course it does. If love suffers long and is kind, then you ought to do that. If love doesn't parade itself, then you shouldn't parade yourself. In fact, you shouldn't keep a record of wrongs, and you shouldn't keep a record of rights either. Hey, remember when I did this? Remember when I did this and you did that? That's not love. Love is not provoked. Love thinks no evil. Love does not rejoice in iniquity. Guys, do you want to be the lover? Open up your Bibles to 1 Corinthians 13, verses 1 through 8. And every time it says the word love, take the pronouns and replace them. Take the word love and replace them with the pronoun I will. Give me the next slide, please. I will suffer long and be kind. I will not envy. I will not parade myself. I will not be puffed up. I will not behave rudely. I will not seek my own. I will not be provoked. I will think no evil. I will not rejoice in iniquity. I will rejoice in the truth. I will bear all things. I will believe all things. I will hope all things. I will endure all things. And by the grace of God Almighty, when it comes to my family, when it comes to my wife, I will not fail. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.